This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope the new Congress will do something about the daylight savings time changes. I can't stand that we twice a year have to change our clocks. And it passed the Senate. The Sunshine Act passed the Senate unanimously. Biden said he would sign it, but the House, it stalled. Within minutes of getting to the House just threw it to the side, saying we have more important things to do. But some of you have said, no, I like the daylight savings time changes because it reminds me to change the batteries on my fire alarms. Okay. Now, there are other ways to remind yourself to do that than having to change the whole country's sleep rhythms and increase car accidents and heart attacks and workplace injuries and depression and messing people's fertility cycles up. But that's, if you like to be reminded, that's fine. Some of you, when it comes to your fire alarms, you don't like the reminder. It'll beep or chirp. And it is a very annoying chirp. And I know so because my dogs and cats can't handle it when it chirps. So we immediately get on it. Because we forget to do it during the daylight savings time change, because we are so busy griping about the daylight savings time change that we don't do it during that time. But some of you have disabled some of these safety features in your house, in your car, so you aren't bothered by them. And I'm not a fan of that, because I think we need a lot of reminders. I'm seeing a world where we're just not remembering things, and we're doing a lot of things half-assed, and I would prefer the inconvenience of an alarm than not. Well, apparently, with these Teslas and the full self-driving system, there's supposed to be an alert telling you to still keep your hands on the wheel or to still pay attention. Apparently, drivers are disabling them. And Elon Musk, I believe, tweeted the other day. I'm not sure. I can't see. He replied to a tweet, and I don't really have. This was like back in, I think it was like December 31st. It had to do something with the self-driving. And I think the tweet might have been pulled down because I can't find it. But he apparently supports the, you know, the Tesla driver should be allowed to disable the alert reminding them to keep their hands on the steering wheel while in full self-driving mode. On December 31st, he replied to a tweet by Holmar's blog that said users with more than 10,000 miles on FSD should be given the option to turn off the steering wheel nag. Musk said agreed, update coming in January. So now the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the issue falls under the agency's existing investigation into the performance of Tesla's driver-assist systems. So they say the investigation opening was motivated by an accumulation of crashes. So they're trying to say this wasn't because everyone's now trying to cancel Elon Musk for letting Trump back on Twitter and you know, his speaking out about censorship. They're saying it's because they are investigating an accumulation of crashes in which Tesla vehicles operating with autopilot engaged struck stationary in-road or roadside first responder vehicles tending to pre-existing collision scenes. So, you know, the federal inquiry into the tweet was first reported by Associated Press. Am I the only one that's a little confused why the federal government is all on top of a tweet But they didn't look into if our airplanes and the software was going to be fine ahead of Christmas this year. I mean, what happened at the airlines, with the airlines at the airports, was a cluster and a half. And you would think National Transportation Safety Association would, now I understand this is the National Highway, but you would think that the Department of Transportation would have a couple weeks before saying, hey guys, just want to make sure everything's up and running. We're going to have weather, but we want to make sure there's no other rate limiting steps. How's everybody doing? How's their software? Is it updated? How's your crew looking like? You know, do we need to bring in extra pilots, let's say, from the military? Where was that enthusiasm? And where was that organization process? Instead, oh my gosh, Elon Musk made a tweet. Excuse me, let's investigate it. I don't know. I do not have a self-driving car. It's funny, my husband and I talked about it the other day. I said we might if they really limit how we can, you know, get gas with our fuel cars, and if they try to somehow mandate electric cars or some BS later in life, you know, are we going to have to get an electric car? And my husband said, not until the autopilot is better. And I go, well, not all electric cars have autopilot. He goes, if I'm going to be spending that kind of money on an electric vehicle, I'm going to want autopilot. And I'm going to want to know what's better. So at least my husband is considering us eventually getting an electric car. But I don't want to give up my Corvette. I got a used Corvette. I got a killer deal on it because it was used. And I love my Corvette. So I don't want to give it up. So I'm having a fuel car. I mean, so I'm not sure who in the family is going to have the electric car. But I do like the idea of autopilot, but I don't like the idea of people surrendering to it. It's just like cruise control. I don't use cruise control a lot. Maybe it's because I love driving so much that I want my hand on the wheel. I really love manual cars. My Corvette is automatic, though, but I want the feel of the shifting gears. I think driving, I get bored if I'm not the one. I don't like sitting in the passenger seat. Let me drive. I just love driving so much that I'd rather be able to control it. But individuals who want to read text, play their game, it's because we're so attention deficit these days, where we can't get through a 20-minute or a 45-minute or an hour-long commute, that people are looking to, well, how can we be entertained during it all? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. and as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had asked, what do I think about Moderna raising their price of their vaccine? And I'm not surprised. The COVID vaccine we got for free, which was kind of nice for those of us who wanted it. Got shoved down a bunch of our throats, which I don't like. But for those of us who wanted to get it, it was free. I got to walk into Walgreens September, ask for the bivalent shot, and not have to spend a dime. It was pretty cool. Now, I think I had to give them my insurance, but I think the vaccines have been covered by the government. Now that the vaccines aren't as popular, and now that vaccines appear to be needed 2 to 3 times a year, things are changing. So Moderna is going to not offer the $26 price that gave the U.S. government, once that price goes to the regular sector, it's going to go up to about $130. People are ticked. I'm not surprised, though, because in order for them to want to continue making it and to produce product that might not sell and go bad, yeah, they are going to raise the price. I'm not saying that price is justified. I'm just saying I understand why they want to increase the price. Remember, these shots have a shelf life and not a very long one. That was the big cluster and a half when we were trying to administer the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. You had to thaw it out. It could only be in the freezer for so long, which is why, you know, when I was at the local health department, they only had a tray or two. Because as they got them in, you know, you can't just let them sit for months. You had there was a shelf life on that too, so they got what they needed. They defrosted, they administered them, and then we're ready for more. And we can make more appointments. In Israel, they had to send them out in pizza box type. They said, all right, we're going to defrost, or we're going to take them out of the freezer. We're going to keep them cold. We only have a few hours to keep them cold in. We're going to ship them to certain parts of the country, and then they would administer them. Now, Pfizer had some data which showed that in Israel had some data on the Pfizer vaccine that the immunity might not have looked as good as in America. But keep in mind, if they had any issues with the freezing and the temperatures, remember they were throwing out batches when people didn't get the thawing and the temperature right, or they think it fell past a certain temperature? So a lot of these batches got thrown out. Well, if the government paid for those batches, Moderna didn't lose money on those batches, neither did Pfizer. But now that batches can be getting thrown out, if they're not necessarily, they have to be pre-bought. And if less are going to be bought, then how do they manage the production of it? How much do they store? So it is going to start to cost. I don't know if it should cost $130 a vaccine. We're being told by Daily Mail that it only costs $1.18 to make, which means that would be a 10,000% markup. I'm a little skeptical of that $1.18. I get that when you have the capability and you have the mRNA and you have the machinery and all that, that I get that once you can get your costs down. But I also understand that you have to pay for staff and you have to pay for the shipment of it and you have to pay for the marketing of it and you have to pay for returns and you have to pay for the labeling and you have to. So I don't know if that $1.18 really covers all that. But $130 is a pretty price. Moderna, we believe, estimated a $39 billion in profits last year because they had a multi-billion dollar taxpayer-funded support package as part of Operation Warp Speed for that vaccine to be ready to go and delivered. So they made money. Mr. Bansal, Stephanie Bansal, CEO, or Stephane Bansal, CEO of Moderna, said the price going up a little because the previous price is massively discounted. We got help from the U.S. government. When we did the first contract with the U.S., we proposed an offer to them with a big discount. In the U.S., it's $26 now. That was the discounted price. It's going to go up. Pfizer said they're going to price it between $110 and $130. So, yeah, then they're going to price it too. We want to be in the same ballpark as that. Now, Pfizer announced in October they're going to raise the price to $130 a year, $130 a shot. Moderna was going to originally do between $82 and $100. But when Pfizer was going to go up, they're like, well, now we're going to go up even more. So the Trump administration spent, I believe, about $12 billion to Moderna, Janssen, and Novavax for their vaccines as well. And I appreciate what the Trump administration had done in terms of, I don't know which one of you guys are going to make the finish line, so we will pre-buy so you have the money to produce them and get them to us as soon as possible. And then the Biden administration did a good job of rolling them out, did a bad job of mandating it. But they did get the vaccine rolled out, which I credit. So if the, I guess in July 2022, the U.S. government awarded $1.7 billion to secure 65 million additional doses of Moderna's COVID. This meant that they had about 560 total of Moderna shots. When they run out, the negotiation of the cost of the vaccines will be between insurance companies, private purchasers. Federal government may not buy up additional doses. So we have had free shots, which is nice. But that can't continue. Now, Chinese healthcare authorities could have the option of buying Pfizer, and that could also now start to increase supply and demand, but they're not going to buy Pfizer because it's too expensive. They'd rather get a cheaper price. Oh, actually, that's not, this is for Paxlovid. The Paxlovid is too expensive. Paxlovid is the oral medication made by Pfizer, and it has been sought in China because many people have been dying of COVID, and we've been seeing the crematoriums overwhelmed, the hospitals overwhelmed. But apparently the Paxlovid is too expensive. Now, I don't have the exact cost of the Paxlovid. Paxlovid, I believe many of us have been getting for free as well. Let me see. Paxlovid cost. I don't know if I'm going to have that. The treatment I'm hearing costs $530 a person. But it's distributed right now for free by the U.S. government, or health insurance carriers are paying for it. Remember, it's a combo pill. So eventually, the government's going to have to stop paying for that, too. And your insurance, I don't know if you noticed your insurance go up. I did. Why? Because they had to pay for it. So these COVID treatments, we've benefited from some of the free-willy government spending. But we're also paying for it now with inflation. All that money that they had to give the pharmaceutical companies for us to get the medications and get the vaccines, which I appreciate they did, is ending up costing us money. Government's still spending. They're still printing. So we're going to continue to have higher inflation. But eventually, the government is going to have to decide what they're going to pay for. What they're going to, you know, when is COVID not a national public health emergency. Now, flu shots, people still have to pay for flu shots. You can get them for free with your insurance, if your insurance covers it. But many individuals have to pay for it, so they don't. And I'm wondering, if the enthusiasm for the vaccine goes down, then why would Congress allow money to be appropriated to the vaccines if the average person doesn't want to get the booster? What are we at? Maybe 18% of the population got the bivalent booster. I don't have the exact numbers. Well, same thing with Paxlovid. There's a million courses of Paxlovid treatments available for 360 million people, and the average person cannot get Paxlovid. Why? Well, because there's drug interactions. You have to get it in person. You can't get it over the phone on telemedicine. The pharmacies or the doctor have to review your blood work in the last year. So many people aren't getting it. So after a while, the government's going to be like, well, then why are we paying for this? 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. President Biden's in Mexico City for 2 days of meetings with the leaders of Mexico and Canada. First up, a one-on-one talk with Mexican President Obrador and the migration crisis. More than 100,000 California power customers are without power at this hour. Yet another big storm is slamming the coast on Capitola Beach in central California. Reporter Marissa Parra is looking at an already devastated scene.
This is a sea of debris, and needless to say, this is not what this normally looks like. And what you have to remember is that this is all washed up from the last storm. This has been a place that has just been pummeled by rain over the last week.
Several areas of the coast are under evacuation orders. House members vote on new rules for the new session, among them formation of a committee to look into what conservatives call the weaponization of the federal government. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. My Siri is on, trying to ask for a, you know how your little Siri goes on? It's like asking, it's like waiting for me to give it a command. I don't have a command. I'm trying to do my show. Siri answers. She listens to the show, but let's not say her name because she'll be like, yes, can I help you? So, childhood obesity is so bad that the CDC has had to revamp their pediatric growth charts. We've had to add medications. We've had to add surgery to help these kids with their obesity problems. And from an evolutionary standpoint, we're shooting ourselves in the foot if we don't get a lid on what's happening with kids. I told you guys, first and foremost, get kids out of school for 8 hours. Why are kids sitting in school for 8 hours? Kids should be in school for no more than 4 hours, getting very small, learning. They should also be getting some speech pathology like I need. The kids need concrete study sessions that are short. They learn what they need to. And then after lunch, it's all mobile. Either you're learning how to do plumbing. You're learning how to do electricity. You're going to the gym. You're doing your group projects. It's about your school sports. Instead, they sit in classrooms like being babysat from 8 to 3 and then sit on a school bus. We need to revamp that. So they're not being very active. The other thing we're doing wrong is they're eating sugary cereal. When was cereal a breakfast? What about protein? What about whole grains? Cereal's cheaper. Eggs are too expensive. They're, $7-$8 a carton of eggs? Cheaper to buy. I was able to find Frosted Flakes for $1.47 if I bought 3 at Albertsons. But what's the nutritional value of that? This is what these kids are eating. So for the first time in 15 years, the American Academy of Pediatrics has released new guidelines for treating childhood obesity. This is because the rates of childhood obesity have continued to rise over the past decade and a half, increasing to 20%. One in every 5 kids is obese. I remember my brother being bony. You know, I was bony at times. I know it's hard to tell, but I was. Okay, we were skinny kids. We didn't like food. We didn't like our mom's cooking. You didn't get dessert with every meal. If you got dessert, it was a once-in-a-week treat. We didn't have a lot of meat because meat was expensive. And you had to exercise, and you had to do chores. And you had to walk to school, or you had to walk to the bus stop. You had to move more. Now it's dangerous to play outside. Kids are getting abducted. Kids are getting shot. Schools are more about just sit down and learn, and we're going to, I don't know, for PE today, just meditate. Get, you know, meditation's nice and everything, but get them exercising. And PE shouldn't be 2-3 days a week. Everybody should be exercising 5 days a week. Actually, 7 days a week, if you ask me. Since 1980, the obesity rates have tripled in children and quadrupled in adolescents. One CDC report found that the weight gain nearly doubled in 2020. So if obesity affects 15 million children, and children comprise about 60 million of the national population, we're looking at almost 25%. That's why we're at risk for diabetes, high blood pressure, mental health. So the new guidelines are emphasizing, according to NBC News, that obesity is complex and chronic, no simple fix. So there are some recommendations for anti-obesity medications and surgery. They say they have evidence that obesity therapy is effective. There is treatment. Now is the time to recognize that obesity is a chronic disease. So they say for children with obesity age 6 and up, and in some cases 2 to 5, they have to work with pediatricians on changes to behavior, lifestyle, and it does include counseling. Then in terms of treatments, there's hormones, looking at genetics, and we now have Orlistat, Saxenda, Wegovy for adolescents. They can even get phentermine. That is Fastin, or that's the speed, the diet pills, for teens 16 and older. I am shocked that they would have phentermine, because phentermine might help get you to lose weight when you're trying to fit into the bathing suit for summer vacation, but it doesn't last long. And after a while, it wears off, and it raises their heart rate, and I don't know if I would be putting kids on phentermine. I understand the Wegovy is new. It's works with the incretin effect and works with your hunger hormones, and it's a medicine we use in diabetes before weight loss. Now it's called Wegovy. Just like Wellbutrin was used for depression, but Zyban for smoking cessation, same drug, bupropion. Well, same thing with Wegovy. Wegovy now has been approved in teens and adolescents. I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with Phentermine. I don't think Phentermine is a good idea for kids. So they have medications now, which is nice, and then they even have surgery. So the CDC came out last month saying they had to release new extended growth charts for assessing growth and treatment of children with severe obesity. I remember when I was in my practice, I maybe had one or two kids that didn't fit on the growth chart. Other than that, the rest of the kids fit somewhere in it. They had to expand it because now a lot of kids aren't fitting on the growth chart because they're obese. The growth charts did not extend high enough to plot BMI for the increasing number of children with severe obesity. So now they've had to revamp them. So they're called extended BMI for age growth charts. The other charts you can still use, but if you have a kid whose BMI is greater than or equal to 120% of the 95th percentile, boom. You have now a chart that you can at least chart it, because you do need to chart it. So, I mean, what are we doing wrong here? Well, we had to stop talking about overweight and being fat and not using that term. Kids were bullied. People felt shamed. And we wanted to address that. And I think we did. But I got to tell you, one reason why I stayed skinny is I didn't want to get teased. I was very well aware, having gone to 12 schools, that if at all I wasn't slim, that I could definitely get the heat. And that doesn't help those who have metabolic issues or genetic issues. But, you know, our allowance in society saying it's okay, you could love yourself, you're beautiful no matter who you are, which I think is cool. Okay, I mean, we have some very beautiful overweight people. You know, beauty isn't just for the skinny minis. But once we started to normalize that being obese and curvy is okay, well, then the parents aren't pushing, you need to lose weight, you need to lose weight. I remember I started to get a tushy. And I was still skinny. And I was still normal weight. But I remember my grandmother said, your butt's too big. And I was all like, oh, I can't believe she said it. Because my other grandmother was, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty, you're so pretty. But she would, like, talk to me, and she would just dote over me. But my other grandmother, she said it like it is. You got a big butt. And I did have I got a curve. I got tushy. There's no doubt about that. She was right. I immediately started running. I immediately started working out so I wouldn't gain weight. And I think I overdid it. And I understand we have body dysmorphic disorder and we have eating disorders that we don't want to fuel. But there's got to be a medium. I mean, there's got to be, in moderation, a way where we could get kids to move more, get kids aware, and tell them being obese is not a good thing. And to work towards having them eat healthier and exercise more, not sit in a classroom for 8 hours. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are definitely bracing for a new set of storms that is already pounding California, and that's the way, unfortunately, it's been happening with droughts. There's one that rains and pours. If we could just have the rain come in steadily throughout the year, a few days of sunlight, a few hours of rain, another few days of sunlight, few hours of rain. That's not what happens. What happens is it's dry, 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 and then we get flooded. And unless we can contain those flood waters and store them and use them for a rainy day, or when we have our non-rainy day, you know, we could lose a lot of water during this time. We're also losing a lot of power. Thousands of people without power as a result of the storms. California is going to be facing another week of these. It's already bringing flooding, hazardous winds. They're called atmospheric rivers. that have pummeled coastal communities over the last few days left more than 400,000 without power in California on Sunday. There's going to be more brutal weather. Rivers are reaching flood levels, and we're still having very powerful winds. According to Governor Gavin Newsom, he says we expect to see the worst of it still in front of us. We're anticipating very intense weather coming in Monday and Tuesday morning. So he has asked the Biden administration to declare a federal emergency before this weather arrives, saying that the most extreme conditions are expected in the first 48 hours of this week. So evacuation warnings or orders were issued in parts of Santa Clara, Alameda, Sacramento, Sonoma, Monterey, Santa Cruz. Forecasts are suggesting that swollen rivers could flood businesses at home. In fact, electronic freeway signs near the San Francisco Bay Area says severe weather anticipated on Monday. Avoid travel. According to Yahoo News, San Jose officials were gearing up for what could be the worst flooding to hit the Bay Area. Back in 2017, Coyote Creek forced more than 14,000 residents out of their homes. So water district officials warned of possible flooding in San Jose at the Guadalupe River near the Tamian Station of the Caltrain commuter rail system. So Santa Clara Valley Water District issued an extreme weather alert because flooding is possible in Palo Alto, Menlo Park, Sunnyvale, Morgan Hill, and Gilroy. Gosh, those areas are beautiful up there. Evacuation warnings were issued downstream of two full reservoirs in Santa Clara County, the Uvas Reservoir. Uvas Nail, so that's, or is it grape? Uva is grape. Uva is grape. Uña is nail. All right. Uva is grape. The grape reservoir northwest of Gilroy, their water flows into the Uvas Creek and the Pacheco Reservoir, which empties into Pacheco Creek. So as they're looking at all these evacuation orders, yesterday 424,000 customers did not have power. More than 375,000 customers lost power. Remember, Northern California is still cold. It's not a easy winter to have. In those, I mean, Southern California, you know, people are going to the beach. I've seen some of my residents and some of my the younger friends I have, right, the millennials, go and enjoy the beach. But up in Northern California, it's cold. So not having power obviously puts people at risk. And in the Sacramento area, wind gusts toppled 60 miles per hour. Remember, 74 miles per hour are hurricane winds. 60 miles an hour winds caused many people to lose power. Pacific Gas and Electric deployed 4,000 crew members dedicated to storm restoration, their own personnel, contractors, and mutual aid from Southern California and as far away from Wyoming and Canada. Hopefully they have enough people. But Tracy Correa Lopez, a spokesperson for PG&E, said we are just getting repeatedly pounded by storm after storm. Flooding is an issue. The number one issue right now is access to a lot of these areas. You got the down trees, the unstable soil, falling rock, we're expecting mudslides, and it's just a relentless parade of cyclones, which is what has been forecasted. So the first of the five, quote, atmospheric rivers arrived late Friday, struck Northern California, spread it to Central California, a lot of snow, and then the next storm is coming. I head out to Lake Tahoe, the Sierras, in about 11 days, so I'm hopefully I'll get to see some of the beautiful snow. I do not want to be dealing with any of the storm, especially since I'm flying southwest. And I don't know if they got their software fixed. So we'll keep you guys posted. It's just it's sad because a number of trees have been uprooted. And so you had giant redwoods and oaks and eucalyptuses with their roots torn from the ground, trunks blocking streets and crushing homes. In fact, a woman was killed when a tree fell on her tent. Yeah, it's devastating. So she has not survived her injuries. In the meantime, we have an ozone issue. The ozone layer is set to reach pre-1980 levels by 2040. But this might be good news because our 8.9 million square mile hole above Antarctica is apparently healing. They say the Earth's ozone layer is healing at a pace that would see the layer between the polar regions reach pre-1980 levels by 2040. And they think it's because we banned chlorofluorocarbon-11. the global emissions of that, which we use as a refrigerant and insulating foam, we've declined its use since 2018. The assessment found that the 8.9 million square mile hole over Antarctica will close by 2066, and the atmospheric layer above the Arctic could return to normal by 2045. Now, this is very, very cool, and it's happened more than 35 years after every nation in the world agreed to stop producing chemicals that chop on the layer of ozone in Earth's atmosphere. In fact, we changed our inhalers, our asthma inhalers, as a result of some of these chemicals. With ozone not being there to protect us, we get harmful radiation, we get skin cancer, cataracts, crop damage, and so we do want to protect our ozone layer. Where I'm mixed on this whole global warming, climate change debate is our climate is changing. The things we do on Earth can affect the climate. Does that mean we politicize it? Does that mean we appropriate billions of dollars to it and ignore our homeless population? Does it mean we force everybody to go electric when their cars may not work in a storm? I get it, cars could get flooded, gas cars too, but we heard during this last snowstorm, the electric cars weren't as useful as, you know, and weren't realistically helpful as the fuel cars were. And so climate will change. We are going to have to protect. I think bipartisanly we all agree we shouldn't be polluting. We should be protecting our oceans, protecting our fish. We should be environmentally aware. But sometimes, you know, we are so environmentally conscious, well, let's not cut the trees, let's put the power lines up, that you don't leave enough of a line between the power lines and the tree line such that it starts fires. When we were told that much of the Northern California fires over the past few years is because they changed the rules on how to cut your trees, so the trees were nearly touching or so close to the power lines, that's not, that kills more trees than just widening and changing the tree line. So, you know, we need to kind of be smarter about some of our decisions. We have a lot of chemicals. We use a lot of chemicals. Chlorine, bromine. These are things that could hurt our environment. All right, let's make some changes. But to say, all right, everybody needs to stop eating meat. Well, that's starting to go too far. When you have people slashing tires of those that have an SUV, they're taking it too far. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.